Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day, this is Pastor Bongani Msibi from Christ Worship Church International in Guguletu. I trust that you are having a wonderful time and an awesome time. I'm also having a good time because I know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And indeed, we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. We are continuing taking from our last week's theme or topic of discussion that we had, talking about renewing our minds, you know, in Romans chapter number 12 from verses 1 to 2, where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is indeed your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be renewed in your mind. We said we can't think like the world if we don't want the world's results. Because if you think like the world, you're going to have the world's results. If your life is not good right now, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what is it that you are battling with. I don't know what it is that you are trusting the Lord for. And somehow, you want things change. Paul says in Philippians 4 verse 8, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are of praiseworthy, if there's any virtue, think on these things. So child of God, it is important for us to change, you know, if we want to change the course of our lives, that we change our way of thinking by making sure that we meditate on the Word of God. We stay on the Word of God. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, but how do I do that? How is it I study the Word of God? How is it possible that I can meditate or think on the Word of God on a daily basis? You know, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Have you ever, maybe, you know, say, have you ever been dumped? You know, and you find yourself having to think about the pain the whole day and the whole week or the whole month, you know, or maybe you've gone through something sad and you, or even something good, you know, you coming from a very powerful conference and you're talking about how successful the conference was, or the trip that you undertook, the journey that you undertook, how wonderful it was, and you thought about it the whole day and probably the whole week. And you are talking about it. You can do the same thing. You have that ability to think about the Word of God by making sure that when you study the Word of God, when you read the Word of God, and throughout the day you think about it, and throughout the night you think about it, you know, and I tell you, child of God, it will affect your life positively, because that's what the Lord promises, you know, in Joshua 1 verse 8, that, you know, when we meditate on the Word of God, we meditate on the book of the law, and make sure that it does not depart out of our mouth. He said, you know, the results thereof, child of God, is that we are guaranteed that our ways, everything that we set our minds and our hearts to do, will definitely prosper and we will have good success. Maybe, you know, I read this somewhere. Let me just try it with you and ask you that for a few minutes. Right now, I want you to think, you know, I forbid you. You know, from thinking about a pink elephant. Don't think about the pink elephant right now. And do you know, perhaps some of us are acquainted or we have seen the statue of Mandela in Sandton Square, Mandela Square. Can I ask you what color is it? Which arm, you know, is up as Mandela dances on that statue, and which foot is forward? Then my question is, what happened to the pink elephant? Gone, isn't it? It's not only praying for the negative thoughts to be removed, but rather replace those thoughts with the Word of God. You see, when you go through scripture, when you go through the word of God, whatsoever that is troubling you in your mind, whatsoever negative thoughts that you think about. You know, I was thinking the other day that I'm of Swati origin. I'm from Mpumalanga, Nelspruit. I came to Cape Town in 2010, you know, to establish the work of the Lord here. And I didn't know a single word in Xhosa. You know, I was thinking the other day that now I'm able to converse in Xhosa, even though my Xhosa, you know, is not that sharp, but I think I'm doing a great job, you know, having been born, you know, in a Swati environment in Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. And I remember I was interviewed the other day on radio, on one of the radio stations, you know, the SABC radio station. It was a Swati radio station that I actually worked in at some point in time, and they would broadcast in Swati. But when they interviewed me, you know, in that radio station, and I was supposed to speak in Swati, and I found that my Swati is almost gone. I couldn't even communicate nor converse in Swati, and even one of my pastor friends called me and laughed at me, because he's also from KZN, and his time is interviewed in a radio, you know, in a Zulu station. He can't communicate because he's filled with Xhosa now because of his fellowshipping with Xhosa-speaking people. Imagine, child of God, that if you can spend more time in the Word of God, you'll find yourself speaking the Word of God without you even thinking. Hence, I'm saying that whatsoever that you are going through right now, whatsoever that you are being troubled with and you regard it as a sin, probably too difficult for you to deal with, too difficult for you to let go of, child of God. Maybe, just maybe, if you spend more time in the Word of God, you'll begin to forget and not think about it. You know, we're not saying deny the condition or the situation that you are in right now. I'm reminded of the story in the Bible where the children of Israel, it's very interesting that they were being beaten by snakes when they were in the wilderness, and they asked Moses, their leader, to say, "Moses, go and pray to the Lord to remove these snakes from us because they are biting us." You know, Moses, you know, being the faithful leader and servant he is, he went before the Lord and he asked God and said, "Hey, these people are asking that you remove the snakes." And guess what? The Lord says, "Make another one." Interesting. I can imagine when Moses came back from speaking with the Lord and he comes back with the report to the children of Israel, and they ask him, what did the Lord say? And he says, no, he said, I must make another one. I don't want to imagine what they said to Moses at that point in time. But the Lord said, make another one and put it on the cross there, nail it on the cross there, and said, let them focus on the cross rather than to focus on the snakes. And nothing is said about who then killed the snakes, but we know that the snakes disappeared. The snakes died. You know, some of them, when they beat the children of Israel, they died by themselves because of the power of the word. We know that that was symbolic of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that as Moses lifted up the snake, so the Son of Man shall be lifted up in our time. So, child of God, as we spend time in the Word of God, as we fix our eyes on the Word of God, because Christ is the Word of God, He is the living Word of God. As we fix our eyes on Christ, I tell you, child of God, that the snakes that are biting you right now, whatsoever challenge that you're going through right now, you know, as your mind gets renewed, child of God, you look for the snakes, you will not find them. You look for the snakes, you will not find them. Whatever challenges that you are going through right now, that you are faced with right now, you need to immediately, you know, call to mind our new identity instead of succumbing, you know, to them, because we are no longer of this world, but we are of Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything is made anew. So when we do, child of God, that what the Bible declares in Romans 8 verse 6, we will be transformed and will have a life, you know, of peace. We'll have life rather and peace of God, which is total freedom for our lives. And the Bible declares that this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate in it day and night, so that we may observe to do all that is written in it. Some of us are saying it is difficult, it is so hard, it is so hard because our minds are not filled with the Word of God. But if our minds are filled with the Word of God, child of God, I promise you, I kid you not, you know, you'll have an awesome life. You'll have a blessed life as God intended for us to have a blessed life. Because God wishes above all else that we should prosper. Be in good health, even as our soul prospers. You know, when God created me and you in the beginning in Romans chapter 1, you know, verses 26 to 28, He created us to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth. That's prosperity right there. That's progress right there. That's success right there. So child of God, each and every day of your life, know that the thoughts of God about you are good, to give you a future and to prosper you. You know, God wishes all the best for you, because you know what? God loves you. But you will not know those things unless you spend time with Him. I will not know how much my wife loves me. I will not know how much my children love me unless I spend time with them and get to hear, you know, them speaking or saying it and demonstrating it also, you know, in front of me that they love me. Therefore, I'm, you know, it will take for us to renew our minds. And the only way we can renew our minds, the only way we can deal with our negative thoughts is to remove those negative thoughts and replace them with new positive thoughts from the Word of God. You know, because we can't say we are now living a new life, a life in Christ, but yet we're still focusing on the flesh. Remember, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, everything is made anew. Meaning, remove your eyes from the flesh and fix it on the Spirit. Begin to see yourself the way God sees you. You know, our Lord Jesus, His first sermon in Matthew chapter number 4, verse 17, you know, after, you know, being baptized, at first He declared that, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Meaning, child of God, change your way of thinking. Change your life, because don't be conformed to the systems of this world. Don't be conformed to the kingdom of darkness. Now it is time that you remove your eyes from the enemy. You remove your eyes from the fleshly things, from the worldly things. I know that you've been socialized in a particular and a certain way growing up. You're told by your grandmama, by your mother or by your father, this is how we do things here. But now, child of God, now that you are in Christ, be influenced by Christ, be influenced by the Word of God. And yes, we present our bodies, we present ourselves a living sacrifice. It is not easy. It is not easy, but we have to do it. It is clear that God wants nothing but the best for us. God wants nothing but the best. However, child of God, we cannot enter. I always maintain this. We cannot enter the new dispensation with the old mentality, the world's way of thinking and viewing things. We need to set our minds on things above, not on things on earth. That's what the book of Colossians, that's what Paul says in Colossians chapter number 3. Let us go there. Colossians chapter number 3, you know, from verses 1, I'm reading in the Passion Version. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. You know, when you read the Bible and you spend time in the Word of God, you'll discover that His resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. And this is what God wishes for us, that we should sit at that place of all power, honor, and authority. That's what God has for us. That's what Jesus achieved for us on the cross. Power, honor, and authority. So child of God, it will take us that we set our minds on the things that are above, that we yearn for the things that are above, where Christ is, because His resurrection is our resurrection too. He says, yes, verse 2 says, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts, listen to this, fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, not with the destruction of the natural realm. There's destruction in this earth. There is sickness in this earth. There is pain in this earth. But when we fix our minds, you know, on the heavenly realities, when we fix our thoughts on the heavenly realities, not on the destruction of the natural realm, child of God will affect our lives in a positive way, will affect our lives in a way that God, you know, wants us to, in a way that will change even, you know, our family's life around, you know, it will change even our ministries, it will change even our businesses, only if we set our minds on the things that are above, not on the things of the world. And verse 3 says, your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ, meaning me and you, child of God, are hidden now with Christ in God. But we will not understand that if we are still fixed, you know, on the way, world's way of doing things. You know, child of God, and it says, verse 4, I like this one. It says, and as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. Let me repeat this. Verse 4, it says, and as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. But you will not know this. You will not be able to walk in these truths, in this truth of God, for as long as your eyes are not fixed on the word of God, are not fixed unto Christ. If you are only concerned about the things of this world, if you are only concerned and fixing your eyes on the things that are troubling you, you know, concentrating on the snakes instead of removing your eyes and fixing them on the cross, on Christ Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Christ who conquered death for me and you, who conquered poverty for me and you, who conquered sickness for me and you. You know, you will always walk in sickness. But when you know that Christ has defeated sickness and disease, you would know that when you are troubled with pain, the first thing that you will do, you will declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am perfectly healed. And the word of God that is active and is alive, that is sharper than a double-edged sword, that is able to pierce through to the dividing of the soul and spirit, the bone and the marrow, that word of God will penetrate into the fiber of your being and be able to remove that sickness and be able to remove that pain that you're going through. So child of God, I'm challenging you, I'm challenging myself, that let us go into the word of God. Jesus says, you know, in John chapter number 15, he says, you know what, when you abide in me, as my word abide in you, you shall ask whatsoever you need, and it shall be given to you. Listen to this, abide in me, as my words abide in you, then you ask, child of God. That's why the Bible said that Jesus said, you ask, but you ask amiss. You ask amiss because you don't ask according to the will of God, according to the word of God. In 1 John chapter number 5, 14 and 15, it says that we have this confidence in him, that when we, whatsoever we ask, when we pray to God, he hears us. And therefore, because we know that he hears us, you know, we know that God answers us. You know, let us go there quickly as we are about to close. In 1 John chapter number 5, verse 14 and 15. I'm reading also in the Passion version of the Bible. You can read in your own version, it's okay. It says, since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before him. For if we ask anything, listen to this, agreeable to his will, he will hear us. What is the will of God? The will of God is the word of God. It says, since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before him. For if we ask anything agreeable to his will, he will hear us. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we also know that we have obtained obtained the request we ask of him. And child of God, how would we know the will of God unless we know the will of God? How would we know the will of God? How will we be able to speak the will of God unless the will of God is in our mind, is in our soul, unless we fellowship with God in his word, unless we choose to renew our mind so that we may not be conformed to this world, so that we may not think that the world thinks and be able to think like God thinks. Therefore, I challenge you, I challenge myself, child of God, that let us go into the word of God and fellowship with God in his word, and therefore change the course of our lives. Because in the word of God is filled with the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And God watches his way to perform. God watches his way to fulfill. In the name of Jesus, I challenge you, child of God, go into the word of God and you will change your life for the better. And renew your way, the way you think, so that you may affect your life. Because as a man think in his heart, so is he. As you think, child of God, if you think according to way God thinks about you, prosperity, progress, healing, abundance will be your portion. May the good Lord richly bless you. This is Pastor Bongani Msibi from Christ Worship Church International in Guguletu. God bless you. See you next time.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.